And we're back at the Chapman Gymnasium as we get set for the boys' game here tonight. It's Hastings St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. As we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. And coach, your ball club coming into the conference tournament with a little bit of momentum. 4 out of 5, you've won the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we've had a nice stretch here, and I think our kids are playing better basketball as the season goes on. And you look for consistency, and I think our team has shown a great intensity and desire to be, you know, playing better. And we knew that as the season went along that we, you know, those early losses might help us in certain areas. And I think they have. They taught us a few lessons on being prepared every night, you know, regardless of the opponent. And, you know, a lot of teams this time of the year kind of hit the doldrums of January and lose their wayward intention. And sometimes that's not very good when you're going into a conference tournament, especially like this one.
It's not an easy stretch of games right here. This conference tournament may be the toughest in the state.
Yeah, you know, you look at the state rankings, and there's quite a few teams that are ranked. There's teams that aren't ranked that are very good. And I looked at the bracket today, and I think Boys Town is maybe the favorite team. But then you look at the other 7 teams that are left, and they've all knocked each other around a little bit this year already. And if they haven't played the common opponents, you look at them, and they've knocked each other around. So I think there's 6 teams, you know, 7 teams that are worthy of a championship. But it's just going to come down to who plays consistently and can finish basketball games, because everything is going to be close, I think, this time of the year.
You got to play 3 games. You got to play a couple of games on the road now after this one tonight, if we're fortunate to win this thing. So the settings are different, and this is like postseason atmosphere.
Yeah, it is. I think your kids really have to focus in, and it's kind of a tough deal when you're coming off a Monday practice, not knowing who you're going to play, and then you have to prepare in, you know, an hour on a Monday after school without any practice time. But, you know, we could be in the other boat with traveling, you know, on the night before. Main thing is kids know what they are by this time of the year and what it takes to get it done. And you hopefully that you've done that enough to form a habit when your kids approach the game tonight. And that's kind of what we really emphasized the last couple of weeks, was how are we going to approach every game regardless of who we're playing, because, you know, you are going to have short preparation time and you have to be trained within your thoughts and within your habits. So I think we did that last week, and hopefully we continue it tonight.
As far as the preparation, and this is like state tournament preparation, and you play one day and you got to get ready for another one.
Yeah, you and you're getting going against great coaches and great programs. All these programs are state worthy, and they've won basketball titles, and they've been, you know, coached down into the conference tournament finals and the Final Four of you know, the state of the conference, and you know, that makes a lot of difference too. You know, we know a lot about each other, so it's, I don't know if it's so much the coaches or the players, but the kids are really going to do a great job of having great intensity, because they know each other so well and they know what's at stake. And if you finish well here, Yuli says something about your basketball team the rest of the season.
You've still got several weeks to go before we get into postseason play, but is this a good measuring stick for your team?
Yeah, it is, and you could lose tonight. It's not something that's a make or break of your season by any means, but, you know, you could lose a basketball game tonight and still finish the season really strong. But, you know, you really want to finish well in this tournament, because it gives you some momentum going into those final 2 weeks and tells you, you know, you are a championship caliber type team. And we've talked a little bit to our kids about, you know, you get to play for 4 golds a year: Christmas, conference, districts, and state. And we didn't get anything done at Christmas time, and we told our kids we're going to have to really raise our level of play if we want to get something done this week.
Coming off of a good one, I thought, over Aquinas.
Yeah, I thought our David City Aquinas, they're a very athletic team, strong, physical kids, matches size for size, maybe a little bigger than we are. And, you know, we're playing on our home floor, and you got to protect that, first of all, and you really want to have great intensity. And I thought, overall, we controlled the things we wanted to do. We had one, I think we gave up a 10-2 run late in the third quarter, and you don't want to give up those type of runs when you're winning basketball games by 15, 16 points to let the other team in it. So that's one thing we worked on a little bit this week, is you got a team down 15, 16 points, and the possessions are just as important as if it's a 4-point game. But our kids understand that, and hopefully they'll take care of the ball tonight, and it'll get us back on the winning track.
And Allen Central Catholic here tonight, team coached by Bill Gavers. He's been around for a while. We know when we face this team, we're going to see a team that relies on their defense. Is that the case?
Yeah, and that's what I told the kids. I think this is the best defensive team as far as understanding what we're going to do, what You know, they are going to do individual. They scout as good as anybody. Our tendencies will be, you know, known, and if we run any sets, they'll probably know them better than we will. But that's just kind of the way Bill does his job. He does a great job with his kids, and they started the year slow because of the fact that they had so much inexperience. But I kind of knew this would probably be what he was shooting for, is to get them play their best at this time of the year. And you can tell their freshmen are playing like sophomores, and their juniors and seniors that didn't see the floor last year. Now the Barrientos and Cornelius kids are leading them just like the players of past.
It's a team that was in the Council Bluffs last night in the first round of this tournament, beat St. Albert, going to make the long trip back home, and now they got to get ready to go again. Can we use that to our advantage tonight?
Well, I hope we can. You know, you got to travel, and this time of the year you usually used to kind of play in somewhat back-to-back nights, but Monday, Tuesday type of situation, you really want, you know, your kids to get off to a good, fast start with aggressiveness and being ready to play, because of the fact that, you know, they're the same. You know, they're going to try to get off to a fast start to give their kids a little bit of momentum. They're on the road again, but, you know, if you can keep pushing the basketball, which we hope we can tonight. Hopefully they don't have as much depth as we do as far as as deep as they go on the bench. So we want to play 9-10, and they probably want to play 7-8.
Tyler Barrientos is their main key there. He scored 22 points last night. Talk about him.
Well, he was there last year kind of in the wings, and he was a kid that could, you know, not score as well last year as he can this year, and they've really made him into a confident type of offensive player. He can shoot the three with a quick trigger, or he can take you to the hole. He's a left-handed player, and he does a great job of moving on offense. I've watched a lot of film this year, and he seems like he is always in constant motion, trying to get himself open by screening and shaping up to the basketball. So he just does a great job in all the way, all around.
The other guy you mentioned, the Cornelius kid, talk about him.
Yeah, we saw him last year in JV a lot, and he scored 14 on us in one quarter in JV, and he can really shoot the basketball. So, you know, the one thing we got to do with him is limit his touches and just take him out of a rhythm. He's a real streak rhythm shooter, I think, and if he gets hot, you know, he can have 10, 12 points in a quarter, and he's tough to stop. He's 6'3", and he's a longer kid, and he shoots the three well, and he has a real nice pull-up jumper. So, you know, those two together give him, 30 points a game approximately. And, that if their other guys are, you know, playing well, they're tough to beat.
30 points is about what Central Catholic likes to play. Obviously, we want to crank up the tempo tonight.
Well, yeah, and they've scored more this year on teams than, you know, maybe somebody thought they would play. They've played a little faster than, you know, some of Bill's previous teams. I don't know how the tempo they'll want tonight. I definitely want to get it up into the upper 40s, 50s, maybe even to 60 points, and I think that gives us a good chance to win. But, I think Bill will, you know, can try to control tempo because they run some sets to get the shots to the kids that they want shooting the ball at certain times. And hopefully our pressure will take them a little bit out of that. But, they're well schooled in their offensive movements. So we've got to do a great job of, you know, containing that two-man game all night. They do a good job of two-man game. And whether it's a back cut or a flare screen, they read the defense really well. So we've got to be, you know, on our toes and really aware on defense.
But how can we get the tempo in our favor?
Well, I think you got to control the boards. And, Johanna's a freshman, but last night he had 10 points, and six of those were on offensive rebounds. And so you've got to do a good job of keeping the big kid. And Shoemaker does an excellent job on the boards, too. And I think if we can control the rebounding and, force a few turnovers, I mean, the football teams talk about takeaways, and we got to have some takeaways and convert them into points, because if we go 5-on-5 all night against that half-court defense, I think, you know, then it really slows the tempo, and it doesn't give yourself as many advantages, and you start to take maybe a team that's deeper in talent, maybe, and a little bit deeper in bodies, and it starts to even out. So if we're 5-on-5 all night, I don't like our chances as much.
All right, good.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings Saints Assay. Stick around. We'll check the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Central Catholic and Saints Assay tonight on 1230 KHS.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Farm Bureau Financial Services makes insurance simple. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you peace of mind. Count on your local Farm Bureau agent to help determine the life insurance that's right for you. Trust Farm Bureau to help protect what you value most, your loved ones. Call Marty DeMuth in Hastings today and see how to make insurance simple. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services LLC affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gymnasium as we get set for the boys' game here tonight between Grand Island Central Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia. Got the final numbers in the girls' ball game. Again, St. Cecilia winning the contest by the score of 63-31 over Lincoln Christian. The Hawkettes shooting 23 out of 49 from the field tonight for 47%. Lincoln Christian was 10 out of 34 for 29%. On three-pointers, St. Cecilia was 8 out of 17 for 47%. Lincoln Christian hit only 2 out of 12 from behind the arc for 17%. Rebounds, St. Cecilia had 22 tonight. Lincoln Christian had 20. Lincoln Christian actually out-rebounding St. Cecilia on the offensive end, 9-8. On free throws, St. Cecilia was 7 out of 8 for 88%. Lincoln Christian was 10 out of 16 officially for 63%. St. Cecilia had 11 turnovers in the ball game, 19 for Lincoln Christian. The Hawkettes came up with 9 steals. Lincoln Christian had 7. St. Cecilia had 1 block shot. Lincoln Christian had no block shots. St. Cecilia winning in the girls' ball game here in the Centennial Conference Tournament, winning over Lincoln Christian by a score of 63-31. The Hawks now 12-4. On the season, Lincoln Christian drops to 7-10. St. Cecilia will play Columbus Scotus in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament Thursday night at 6 o'clock down at Lincoln Christian. And that's a team that beat him to open up the 2011-2012 season way back in December. Scotus beating St. Cecilia by a score of 33-27, so the Hawkins will get a rematch with the Shamrocks of Columbus Scotus in the semifinals of the conference tournament on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. We'll have that game for you right here on 1230 KHAS, beginning with the pregame show at 5:45. By the way, Hastings High and Adams Central continues to play up at the Tiger Gym. That's a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. And last check, it was at halftime where Hastings High was leading Adams Central in girls play by a score of 22-10. Tigers jumped out to an 11-4 first quarter lead. Hastings High with a lead now over Adams Central at halftime in girls play by a score of 22-14. We've got the boys game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic. Good coaching matchup here tonight with Bill Gavers, the head man at GICC, against Kevin Asher of Hastings St. Cecilia. Central Catholic actually opened up this tournament last night as they went into a Council Bluffs and beat Council Bluffs St. Albert, and winning in that ball game on a score of 60-42. As the team is very, very, very young to start the season, they're starting to play a lot better. Central Catholic lost their first 4 ball games of the season, and that's very uncharacteristic of a Central Catholic type team, losing to Lincoln Lutheran, Scotus, Minden, and to Lincoln Christian. Then they beat Blue Hill. They lost to Holdridge. They beat Centura, beat Fillmore Central, and beat Fullerton. Lost a couple of games to Northwest and to Aurora. Came back with a win over York and Aquinas Catholic. Lost to Kearney Catholic. Lost to Adams Central. Then picking up the win last night over Council Bluffs St. Albert by the score of 60-42. Grand Island Central Catholic, a record of 7 wins, 9 losses on the season. A team that is averaging 45.3 points per ball game on offense, giving up 42.5 on the defensive end. Central Catholic hitting 40% from the field this year, 29% from three-point territory, 67% from the free throw line, and much like teams of the past, they take care of the basketball. Central Catholic is only giving up 10 turnovers per ball game. Tyler Barrientos is their leading scorer. He had 22 in the ball game last night. Tyler Berrientos is the guy they'll have to stop here tonight for Central Catholic. Meanwhile, St. Cecilia coming in, a record of 10 wins and 5 losses on the season. The Hawks are coming off of a win last Friday night over Aquinas Catholic, winning by the score of 56-39. In fact, St. Cecilia has won 4 out of the last 5 ball games. It all started back there with a win over Lincoln Christian back on January the 7th. Then he beats Boone Central on the road, lost to Kearney Catholic, and come back with wins over Lexington and Aquinas Catholic. So St. Cecilia has won 4 out of 5 ball games here as we head into the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Central, or St. Cecilia, team that is averaging 46.9 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 38.9 on the defensive end. And the leading scorer for St. Cecilia in the ball game, or here in the season, is Phil Hamburger. So we got the starting lineups coming up next. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Your starting lineups here for St. Cecilia. It's going to be Mike Cannon, a 6'2" and senior. Also getting a start will be Simon Ostrander, a 5'9" and senior. Tim Skoke is a 6'3" and senior. Cesar Tino has been on fire as of late, a 5'11" and junior. And also Phil Hamburger, a 6'2" and senior. Kevin Asher, the headband for the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. For Grand Island Central Catholic, they will go with Brady Brokaw, a 5'8" freshman. Also getting a start will be Tyler Berrientos, a 6-foot senior. Trevor Cornelius is a 6'3" and senior. Riley Shoemaker is a 6'1" and junior. And you've got Johanna Gaffon in there as a 6'4" freshman. Gaffon scored 10 points in the ball game last night over Council Bluffs St. Albert. Trevor Cornelius had 12. Trevor Berrientos had 22 points. And Derek Brockmeyer came off of the bench to score 6. Your starting lineups here tonight brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, member FDIC. So the winner of this ball game moves on into the semifinals on Friday night down at Lincoln Christian High School. They'll play the winner of the ball game that's going on tonight in Fremont between Lincoln Lutheran and Fremont Bergen. So we're set to go. Hastings St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic, first of possibly 2, maybe 3 meetings between these two teams here this season. It'll be in a regular season matchup here in a week or so. Central Catholic controls the opening tip. The Crusaders will shoot to our basket to our right. Both of these teams very, very good on defense. Gaffon has got the ball, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to take it to the right block down low and throws the ball out of bounds. That's a rarity for a Central Catholic team. They're giving up only 10 turnovers per ball game. So St. Cecilia come back. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. Simon Ostrander comes out here to Skoke. It comes back to Ostrander, left side of the lane. Ostrander down to the top of the key. That's Phil Hamburger, leading scorer on the team. Now to Tim Skoke. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Runs into a Gaffon and can't put up a shot. Comes back up out here on the wing on the right side as he gives it away to Simon Ostrander. Ostrander stops here at the elbow, trying to get rid of things. Moves it down in the corner to a Mike Cannon. Entry pass to get it down low to Hamburger. Hamburger goes to Skoke. He drives, puts it up there. The shot good. Tim Skoke scores there for Hastings St. Cecilia. And the Blue Hawks go out on top. St. Cecilia goes out on top. We're about a minute into the ball game here this evening from the Chapman Gymnasium. Bringing the ball back is going to be a Trevor Cornelius now for Central Catholic. Comes across the top. Now they get it back to the top of the key again. That's a Berrientos with the ball. Berrientos throws it over on the left side to a Brokaw. Brokaw has got it. Top of the key. Dribble penetration to the free throw line. Dumps it down low here on the right side as they work with it over here. That's going to be Riley Shoemaker with the ball. Down to a Gaffon at the top of the key. Gaffon comes over here on the right side. There's a Shoemaker. His shot for 3 is up and in. Riley Shoemaker knocks down the 3 ball. It's a 3-2 ball game as Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawks come back quickly. Mike Hannon has got it. Now to a Skoke here at the top of the key. Brings it back to Hannon. Free throw line extended left side. Moves the ball on the dribble.
down on the baseline. Cross-court pass goes over there. That's going to be Hamburger. Ball tipped away from him. The scramble is on, and the alternating jump is going to go on St. Cecilia. So the Hawks will maintain control here. The ball slapped away there from Hamburger. St. Cecilia will play things in. 6:08 to play here in this first quarter. 3-2 is the score. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead. Simon Ostrander comes to Cesar Tino. Tino now to Mike Cannon at the top of the key. Brings it back to Skok on the right side. Skok out to Tino now in three-point territory. Tino sends it to the right side. Simon Ostrander has got it. Now to Cesar Tino down on the baseline. He can't go for the shot. His pass is going to be intercepted by Brokaw, and he's out of bounds. Brokaw got the interception there, but he stepped out of bounds on the far sideline. And St. Cecilia will play things in. Points are going to be tough to come by here tonight against two very good defensive teams. 3-2 is the score. St. Cecilia trailing by 1 point. Here's Ostrander with the ball. Ostrander comes out here to Tino. Tino down to Mike Cannon. It's a man-to-man defense here for Central Catholic. Here's Caesar for three. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Hannon goes back up, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Going to be fouled here by Trevor Cornelius for Grand Island Central Catholic. That's going to be his first team foul, number one on the Crusaders. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Mike Hannon. Hannon is hitting 64% of his free throw tosses so far this season. So Hannon eyes the bucket, shot is up there, and the shot is off of the front iron, no good. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 63% from the free throw line so far this season, 39% from the field, and 28% from three-point territory. Averaging 46.9 points per ball game, and the second shot is up there, it is good by Mike Hannon. And now we are tied up at 3 points apiece. Now St. Cecilia applying some pressure back here in backcourt. Brokaw has got the ball. Comes back to the center of the floor. Now to the near sideline. That's a Brokaw. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Ostrander of St. Cecilia. Gets it into the forecourt. Now to a Skok. Lobs it to the near sideline right through the fingertips of Hamburger out of bounds. So Phil Hamburger can't hang on to the pass. There goes sailing out of bounds. First turnover on St. Cecilia in the ballgame. St. Cecilia averages 12 turnovers per ballgame. Here comes Grand Island Central Catholic back. We are tied up at 3 points apiece, about 3 minutes into the ball game. Cornelius has got the ball. Cornelius not a shoemaker. Free throw line extended right side. Dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Lobs it out here to a Barrientos. Barrientos dribbling with the ball here against Hamburger. Spins, takes it to the free throw line, stops right there. Good defense by Hamburger. Back outside here in three-point territory. That's Cornelius with the ball. Cornelius to the right side. Barrientos for three. Shot rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Cesar Tino. Tino has got it now for St. Cecilia. 4:45 to play here in the first quarter. There's a long-range jumper by Ostrander. Shot for three is no good, and the ball is stuck up there. And the ball is stuck up there between the rim and the glass. It's going to be Central Catholic ball. You don't see that very often from three-point territory. The ball stuck up there in between the glass and the rim. So Central Catholic will play things in. Gaffan has got it. He loses control of the ball. It's picked up there by Skok. He drives a shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Shoots and scores. So a backcourt turnover on Central Catholic as Gaffan throws the ball into the hands of Tim Skok. And just like that, it's a 5-3 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. Here's a Barrientos with the ball now for Central Catholic. Barrientos gets into the offensive zone to the near sideline to Cornelius. Picked up there by Mike Hannon. Moves the ball down to the baseline. A reverse layup is blocked down. Blocked down by Hannon. The ball recovered by Barrientos. Keeps it alive here for Central Catholic. 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 5-3. Grand Island Central Catholic trailing by two. There's a shoemaker with the ball. He throws it to the left wing and he throws it out of bounds. That is the fourth turnover on Central Catholic. Billy Gavers thought maybe that ball was deflected out of bounds, and that's not going to be the case. Four turnovers on Central Catholic, and St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt. 4 minutes and 1 second to play. 5-3 the score. Grand Island Central Catholic is trailing by 2 points. Here's a Kevin Ryan with the ball. Ryan goes to Hannon. Hannon out to Hamburger for three. His shot is up there. It barely draws iron. And the ball is recovered here by Cornelius underneath the hole. Here we got a foul called. It's going to go on Skok of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. So Skok picks up the personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the Blue Hawks here in this first quarter of play. 3:45 to go. 5-3 the score. St. Cecilia out on top by 2 points. Here's Central Catholic still working here in backcourt. They bring it across the midcourt stripe. Barrientos grabs the ball, double team, gets into the hands of Shoemaker. Now to the near sideline to Cornelius. He dribbles out here in the 3-point territory, sends it over to Brokaw down in the corner. holding the ball over there against his St. Cecilia man-to-man defense. Berrientos driving there to the free throw line, puts it up there. The shot is going to be no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot good, and he's fouling the play. An offensive rebound by Shoemaker, and he puts it down through the hole, and he is fouling the play here by St. Cecilia. And Shoemaker will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. That's going to be the second foul on Tim Skok. Skok checks out. Here comes Joel Groffel into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. So Skok picks up a personal foul. That's his second one. Shoemaker to the free throw line, and his shot is up there. It's good. He's got all 6 points for Grand Island Central Catholic. And the Crusaders go back out on top with a score of 6-5. Here's Kevin Ryan with the ball. Ryan out to Mike Cannon. Goes over to Joel Groffel. Free throw line extended right side. Groffel holds it over there against Brockmeyer. Derek Brockmeyer is into the ball game now for Central Catholic. Out on top to Ryan. Down in the corner, Hannon. He fires up a shot. It's good. Banks one home. Mike Cannon, a three-pointer. It's 8-6 now. St. Cecilia back out on top by two. The Hawks again pressure back here in backcourt. Here's Berrientos bringing the ball up now for GICC to the near sideline. Shoemaker has got it. Shoemaker picked up there by Groffel. Gets it out to Phoenix Stevenson, who's into the ball game now. Here's Brockmeyer. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. His popper from 10 feet away is going to be no good. He saves it from going out of bounds, though. Gets it out to Shoemaker. Entry pass inside to Cornelius. Back out to Shoemaker. Shot is up and in. Riley Shoemaker now with 9 points in the ball game here for GICC. He's got all 9 points for the Crusaders. 9-8 is the score. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead. Here's a Hannon with the ball. Back outside now to Kevin Ryan. Pulls up with a three-point arc. Throws up a shot. It's going to be around the rim and down. Kevin Ryan gets the bounce there from the top of the key. And St. Cecilia goes back out on top. 11-9 is the score with 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter from the Chapman Gym. The Crusaders and the Blue Hawks here tonight for the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Here's Cornelius. He has the ball going to be taken away. That's Hamburger. Drives, and his layup is going to be no good. Ball being tapped around down here. It's picked up by Central Catholic, and now we got a foul call on Joe Groffel. He was going after the ball there and picks up the personal foul. That's going to be the first foul on Groffel. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Blue Hawks. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Jamison Esch. Coming to the bench will be Cesar Tino. Down to the scorer's table for St. Cecilia is going to be Chris Hartford. Hartford comes in for Phil Hamburger. 1:44 to play here in the first quarter. 11-9, St. Cecilia's got the lead. Central Catholic will inbound the ball here in backcourt. That's Berrientos. He'll bring things up now against Ryan with Hamburger out of the ballgame. Berrientos brings it into the offensive zone. Comes over here to a Phoenix Stevenson. Phoenix dribbling with the ball over on the wing on the left side. There's a three-pointer put up there by Berrientos. The shot circles the rim a couple of times and falls out of there. And the rebound comes down to Hartford of St. Cecilia. Hartford goes over now to Simon Ostrander. Loses control of the ball at the free throw line, and he's called to the steps. Traveling violation is called there on Ostrander, the second turnover of the ball game for St. Cecilia. 1:19 to play in the first. 11-9, St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. Bring the ball back now for a Central Catholic will be Berrientos. Again, Ryan goes for the steal, and he's got it. Kevin Ryan with another steal here for St. Cecilia. Ryan goes to Groffel. Groffel left side of the lane. He's trapped down there. Gets it out to Hartford. Back outside to Ryan. Fakes the three. Takes it to the free throw line to Esch. Moves it down in the corner to Groffel. Now to Esch again. Left side of the lane. Ostrander over on the right side to Ryan. Ball pass down low. Groffel goes for the hole. His shot is going to be no good. Ball being tapped around and is picked up here by Berrientos. Berrientos comes back the other way for Grand Island Central Catholic. 45 to play here in the first quarter, 11-9. Central Catholic trailing by 2 points, but the Crusaders have the ball. Deep in the corner, that's Brockmeyer. Throws up a shot from three. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Kevin Ryan. Ryan has got it down for St. Cecilia. And the Hawks will go for the final shot here. St. Cecilia will go for the final shot here. 25 seconds to play in the first quarter. The Blue Hawks have an 11-9 advantage. That's Jamison Esch. He hands the ball away now to Simon Ostrander. Ostrander out here just beyond the 10-second line to Joe Groffel on the right side. Now to Jamison Esch. Esch cuts it down toward the hole, toward the free throw line. Now Groffel for three. Shot is up there and in. Joe Groffel hits a big three-pointer there. 2 seconds, 1 second. Central Catholic plays it in, but that's the end of the first quarter to play. Safe to say we'll have the lead here after the first quarter. Up-tempo style of game here after one quarter. After one, St. Cecilia 14, Grand Island Central Catholic 9.
relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia, the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament tonight. Here on 1230 KHAS, Hastings St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 14-9. Here the basketball game as Joe Groffel nails a three-pointer with a couple of seconds to go there in the first quarter. Gives the Hawks a little breathing room here. Now the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks will have the opening possession of the second quarter. Here's Ostrander with the ball, left side of the lane, out to Cesar Tino, top of the key. Cesar has got it here, has to get rid of it. Now he does. The Hamburger drives it down the left side of the lane, cuts for the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It comes out here in the three-point territory. Tino has got it for St. Cecilia, an offensive board there. Tino down in the corner to Hamburger for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound on the weak side there by Trevor Cornelius of Grand Island Central Catholic. Gets into the hands of Shoemaker. St. Cecilia is still in a man-to-man defense. They've lost a guy down low. That's Barrientos. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound, Gaffan. His shot is up and in. He's fouling the play. Johanna Gaffan scoring there for Grand Island Central Catholic. And he is fouling the play there by St. Cecilia's Cesar Tino. Tino picks up his first personal foul. So Johanna Gaffan scoring there for Grand Island Central Catholic. And his shot is up there from the free throw line. It's up and in. A three-point play. He had 10 points last night against Council Bluffs St. Albert. Here comes St. Cecilia back with the ball. That's a Phil Hamburger with it now. And he throws the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. Hamburger trying to set things up there. He throws the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. So it's going to be Central Catholic basketball as they will play things in. That's going to be turnover number three on St. Cecilia here in the contest. Here comes Grand Island Central Catholic back with the ball underneath the hole. They get it to a Gaffan now, left side of the lane. He powers his way to the basket, and his shot is up there and in. He is a big boy as a Johanna Gaffan takes it right to the hole and scores. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and that makes the score 14-14. We are tied up here in quarter number two. Bill Hamburger with the ball here for St. Cecilia. He's got a free throw line extended left side out to Simon Ostrander. Ostrander moves it to Joe Groffel, now to Hartford. From the left side, it's up and in. Chris Hartford scores from the low block left side. That's his first field goal. And St. Cecilia out to a 16-14 advantage now. Here in quarter number two, 6:20 to play until halftime. Central Catholic with the ball. That's a Shoemaker, moves it down to the baseline. Powering his way to the basket is Barrientos. A shot no good. Rebound Gaffan, his shot no good. Tip try good. Johanna Gaffan scoring there for Central Catholic. He's now got 7 points in the ball game, and we are tied up at 16 points apiece now. Here's St. Cecilia with the ball. Phil Hamburger, free throw line extended left side. Cross-court pass goes to Ostrander. Moves it to the free throw line. Dumps it down low to Hamburger, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be called down here on the baseline, right underneath the hole. It's going to go on Johanna Gaffan. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on Central Catholic. Hannon comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Checking out is going to be Groffel. Hartford also checks out. We got Tim Skoke coming back in there. Skoke has got a couple of personal fouls here in the first half. Inbounds pass to get it out here to Ostrander. He drives his way to the basket. His shot is up there. He misses it. Rebound to Hamburger. Gets it back out to Tino. Tino now to Hamburger in the corner. Drives the baseline. His shot off of the window. Good. Bill Hamburger scoring there for St. Cecilia. That's his first field goal of the ball game, averaging 12.2 on the season. 18-16. Hastings St. Cecilia goes back out on top. 5.5 minutes to play. Here's another pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted again by Simon Ostrander. Turnover number 7 on Central Catholic. There's a feed down low. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Skoke, out of bounds. That's the fourth turnover in St. Cecilia. 18-16 the score. In that first quarter, St. Cecilia was 5 out of 11 for 45%. Central Catholic 3 out of 9 for 33%. St. Cecilia knocked down 3 of 5 three-pointers. Central Catholic was 2 out of 4 on three-pointers. The rebounds were even at 4 apiece. Central Catholic had 7 turnovers in the first quarter, 2 for Hastings St. Cecilia. We're in the second quarter now with 5 minutes to go, 18-16. The Hawks out on top by 2 points, but Central Catholic has got the ball. Here's Barrientos from the corner. His shot for 3 is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. The ball out of bounds, and it was last touch by St. Cecilia. Hannon goes up with Johanna Gaffon. It was last touch there by St. Cecilia, so Central Catholic will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. That's Barrientos looking to play it in. And they do here. The Shoemaker, his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Central Catholic had it. They lost it. Now it's picked up. Here's a shot up and in. Trevor Cornelius. Cornelius picks it up there and scores for Central Catholic, and we're tied up at 18 points apiece now in the second quarter with 4:40 to play. Here's Ostrander with the ball, now to Hannon. Free throw line extended left side. Comes over here to Ostrander, right side of the lane now. That's going to be Skok. He backs up against Gaffon. Can't put up a shot. Back out to Hannon on the wing. Moves it over here on the left side. There's Ostrander for 3. Shot good. Simon Ostrander knocks down the 3 ball there for St. Cecilia. And the Hawks go back out on top with a score of 21-18. 4:16 to play here in the second quarter. Central Catholic back with the ball, bringing it up is Barrientos. That is Stevenson. Bounce pass goes back to the left wing over there. That's Barrientos. Picked up by Ostrander. Down in the corner, Cornelius has got it. Two-handed pass comes back out between the circles. Phoenix Stevenson with the ball now. Picked up by Cesar Tino. There's Barrientos on the wing. Bounce pass to Gaffon. He backs up, wheels in the lane. Now he's double-teamed. Comes back to the free throw line to Shoemaker, and he backs it out of there. 3:47 to play now in the second quarter. 21-18. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead. There's Stevenson with the ball. Comes to the near sideline. Barrientos. Picked up again by Ostrander. Drives it to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Ball swatted around. Picked up by Barrientos from the baseline. His shot good. St. Cecilia giving away second and third shots. They've got to cut that out of there. It's a 21-20 ball game. St. Cecilia now leading by a 1 point. Central Catholic getting 3-4 shots to the bucket there that last possession. Mike Hannon works the ball inside down to Skok. Throws it over on the wing on the right side. That's Ostrander driving. Jump pass comes to the near sideline. Cesar Tino takes it down on the baseline. Now to Hannon. Spins at the elbow. Left side of the lane. Out to Ostrander. Ostrander down to Hamburger. Hamburger bounce pass down on the right side. That's Skok with the ball. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the foul is going to be called. Skok is going to be hit with his third personal foul as he was battling there with Johanna Gaffon on that rebound. Gaffon is going to check out. Here comes Derek Brockmeyer into the ball game. Skok is going to have to check back out of there. He's now got 3 fouls, and Phil Hamburger comes in. 3 minutes to play here in the second quarter, 21-20. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 1-point lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. Here's Tyler Barrientos with the ball now for the Crusaders. Barrientos gets into the hands of Cornelius as he stands with the ball out here in three-point territory. There's Shoemaker with the ball now. Back to Cornelius on the wing on the left side. Moves it down to the baseline on the dribble. Out on the wing now. Cross-court pass comes to the near side to Phoenix Stevenson. They work it back out there to Barrientos out in three-point territory. Picked up by Groffel. Now to Shoemaker. Entry pass inside. It's going to be knocked loose. It's a traveling violation. They worked the baseline down there. That's Barrientos. He worked himself loose. A lot of contact made in the lane. Barrientos lost control of the ball, goes out of bounds, and Central Catholic turns it over. 8 turnovers now in the Crusaders. 2:15 to play here in the second quarter. It's a 21-20 ball game. St. Cecilia with the lead. Kevin Ryan with the ball. Out to Hamburger. 4-3. A shot. Bingo! Phil Hamburger nails the tray there for St. Cecilia. He's got 5 points in the ball game. And this is the biggest lead of the first half right now. It is 24-20. St. Cecilia has got the lead with 1:55 to play in the second quarter. Teams have been basically trading baskets until this point. There's a long-range jumper by Shoemaker. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's loose in the lane. It's picked up by Groffel. Groffel leads the break back the other way to Mike Cannon. Looks up 2-on-3. Doesn't have the numbers. He'll hold things up. Hamburger's got it now. Kevin Ryan, left side of the lane, back out to Hamburger, top of the key. Ryan on the near sideline, takes it out on the baseline. Bounce pass into the lane to Groffel. Groffel back out to Ryan. His shot over the baseline is going to be no good. Groffel has the rebound. Up underneath the basket, his shot is up there. It's no good, but a traveling violation is called. Droffel trying to maneuver underneath the basket there, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. 24-20 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top by 4 points here in this one. Central Catholic back with the ball on the dribble. On the near sideline is Cornelius. Two-handed pass goes to the far side. Central Catholic has got to all five guys spread around the three-point arc. There's a pass underneath as Cornelius was cutting for the hole, and it's going to be deflected. It's brought out there by Groffel. Turnover number 9 on Central Catholic. Here's Hamburger driving to the hole, and a foul is going to be called. Hamburger took it down the left side of the lane, and a foul is going to be called here on Riley Shoemaker of Central Catholic. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 3 in the Crusaders. Non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia will play things in. That's a Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger now to Groffel. Leaves it out on top now to Mike Cannon. Man-to-man defense here for GICC. Over to a Phil Hamburger on the right side. The long-range jumper put up there at end. Kevin Ryan knocks down his second three ball in his first half. He's got 6 points. And now St. Cecilia with their biggest lead of the ball game at 27-20 with 37 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Beating Stevenson with the ball now. Stevenson picked up by Cesar Tino. Stevenson, bounce pass comes out on top. That's going to be Cornelius. He drives it against Hamburger. Moves it left side of the lane. Back out to Stevenson. 20 seconds to play here in the second quarter. That's going to be Barrientos with the ball as he brings it back out near the 10-second line. Picked up by Ryan of St. Cecilia. Barrientos still with the ball with 12 seconds to play on the dribble. Now uses a screen. Gets away. Ball poked away on the left side. It's loose. It goes out of bounds. St. Cecilia ball. Central Catholic trying to take the last shot over there with Barrientos. They sent a scream for him. Then St. Cecilia jumped that baby and they knocked the ball loose and it goes out of bounds. 10 turnovers on Central Catholic. Now St. Cecilia with 6 seconds to play. We'll come back the other way. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Moves it over here to Mike Cannon. His shot off balance from the free throw line. It's up and in and it counts. An off balance shot from the free throw line goes down through the hole for St. Cecilia as time expires. And the Hawks are out on top by 9 points here at halftime. This baby was tied up at 18 points apiece with about 4.5 minutes to go. St. Cecilia outscores Central Catholic here at the end of the second quarter, 11-2. And the Hawks have a 9-point lead at halftime. The score is Hastings St. Cecilia 29, Grand Island Central Catholic 20. You're listening to high school basketball tonight from 1230 KHAS.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gymnasium. High school basketball tonight from 1230 KHAS. Centennial Conference Tournament. Second round here. St. Cecilia's got the lead over Grand Island Central Catholic at the break. The score is 29-20. Again, neither team had more than a 1 or 2 point lead all the way until the 5.5 minute mark or so. St. Cecilia led at the end of one quarter 14-9, but Central Catholic closed the gap immediately. In fact, they tied things up at 14. Second quarter, we exchanged baskets 14-14. We were tied up at 16 and tied up at 18. And then St. Cecilia going on an 11-2 run to end the second quarter, and the Hawks are out on top here at halftime with a score of 29-20. Only 4 guys have scored so far for Grand Island Central Catholic. Johanna Gaffon has got 3 field goals, and he has 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. He has got 7. Riley Shoemaker has got 9 points for Grand Island Central Catholic. Shoemaker has knocked down a couple of trays, and he's got a 2-point field goal, and he has 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. So Shoemaker has got 9. Gaffon has got 7 points. Trevor Cornelius has got 2 points on a field goal. And Tyler Barrientos, with only 2 points in the ball game, for Grand Island Central Catholic. He had 22 last night in their win over Council Bluffs St. Albert. Central Catholic, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. Unofficially, I've got him with 10 turnovers in the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia has not shot a free throw yet in this ball game. They've got 5 turnovers. Mike Hannon is leading the way for the Hawks with Kevin Ryan. Hannon has knocked down a 3 and a 2, and he is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 6 points. Kevin Ryan has got a couple of 3-pointers for 6. Phil Hamburger has been held to 5 points so far. Hamburger with a 3 and a 2. Elsewhere, Tim Skoke has got 4 points on a couple of field goals. Simon Ostrander has knocked down a 3-pointer for 3. Joel Grauffel has got a 3-pointer for 3 points. And Chris Hartford has got a field goal for 2. And the Hawks have the lead here at halftime over Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 29-20. We'll come back and check some more halftime numbers for as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at halftime here at the Chapman Gym. 29-20 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. Finally got a final score in that girls' ball game up at Hastings High tonight. The Hastings High girls knock off Adams Central tonight on a score of 42-34. Hastings High 42, Adams Central 34. That in girls' activity up at the Tiger Gym tonight. Got the boys' game chipping off here in just a couple of minutes between Adams Central and Hastings High tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here, 29-20 over Grand Island Central Catholic. The shooting numbers are in here in the first half. St. Cecilia, boy, they blistered the nets in the first half. 11 out of 21, 52%. They were 6 out of 10 in the second quarter. So the Hawks hitting 52% from the field, 11 out of 21. Grand Island Central Catholic, not too shabby. They are 8 out of 19 for 42%. On three-pointers, Hastings St. Cecilia, 6 out of 9 from the arc for 67%. Grand Island Central Catholic, 2 out of 6 for 33%. From the free throw line, St. Cecilia is 1 out of 2 for 50%. And let's see, we have Grand Island Central Catholic hitting 2 out of 2 for 100%. Neither team has a blocked shot in the ball game yet. Turnovers, Grand Island Central Catholic has got 11. Officially, Hastings St. Cecilia has got 5. So the score is 29-20. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Grand Island Central Catholic here at halftime. Again, the winner of this ball game will move on to the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. They will play the winner of the game going on tonight in Fremont between Bergen and Lincoln Lutheran. Also in the quarterfinals tonight, you've got Columbus Scotus playing number one ranked Boys Town. And you've got Lincoln Christian playing at Newman. Semifinals on Friday night up at Lincoln Christian will be at 6 and at 7:45 with a Boys Championship game scheduled for Saturday night at 6 o'clock also at Lincoln Christian. And earlier tonight, the Hastings St. Cecilia girls came up winners as they demolished Lincoln Christian here tonight, winning by a score of 63-31. This baby was not in any doubt from the opening tap. St. Cecilia jumped out to an 18-6 first quarter lead, 30-14 at halftime. It was 53-22 after three quarters. And St. Cecilia wins it tonight in girls play by a score of 63-31. Chanel Farmer led the way for St. Cecilia. She had 18 points. Sarah Gettert added 10 points for St. Cecilia and also pulled down 5 rebounds. Those are the only two girls to reach double figures tonight for St. Cecilia. Nobody in double figures by Lincoln Christian standards here. They were led by 3 girls with 6 points apiece. Morgan Dworak, also Micah Ward, and also Natasha Stoyan. So Lincoln Christian now 7-10 in the season. Hastings St. Cecilia improves to 12 wins and 4 losses. And the Hawkettes will play in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament on Thursday night. They will take on Columbus SCOTUS. SCOTUS beat Council Bluffs St. Albert last night by a score of 38-23. And SCOTUS, one of the very few teams to beat St. Cecilia this year. That was in the first game of the season. So they'll get a rematch in the semifinals of the conference tournament on Thursday night down in Lincoln. And the other quarterfinal games being played tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic is playing at Concordia, and it's Newman playing at David City Aquinas. The semifinals on Thursday will be at 6 and at 7:45 with a girls' championship game at 4:15 on Saturday afternoon. We've got the second half coming up. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Grand Island Central Catholic by the score of 29-20 here at the half. We've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
The superheroes of service powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the third quarter is underway. Grand Island Central Catholic will have the opening possession, an 11-2 run there at the end of the second quarter. That's the difference right now, 29-20. There's a pass down underneath the basket. His shot is up and in. Tyler Barrientos works himself loose. They get him the ball, and you know he's going to score some points. He's now got 4 in the ball game. He had 22 last night against Council Bluffs St. Albert. 29-22 is the score. St. Cecilia with the ball shooting to our basket to our right here in the second half. Ostrander, dribble penetration, throws it over the far sideline. Groffalo has got it, now to Hamburger. Hamburger on the wing, out to Cesar Tino, top of the key. Cesar looking to drive it, takes it to the wing on the left side, stops there. Double team, Cesar in trouble, gets it out to Joel Groffel. Groffel now with the basketball as they move it down to the baseline. That's going to be Mike Cannon with it. Cannon now to Phil Hamburger. Here's Groffel on the wing on the right side. He drives it down the right side of the lane all the way to the baseline. He can't put up a shot over Gaffon. Out to Cesar Tino. Central Catholic still in a man-to-man defense. Hamburger with the ball. Down in the corner, that's Ostrander. Ostrander now to Cesar Tino. Tino still about 25 feet away from the basket. He looks at the dribble inside and can't do it. Cut off nicely there by Barrientos of Central Catholic. There's Hannon. Takes the ball in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball being tapped around. It comes to the near side. It's picked up by Ostrander. Two-handed pass goes to the far sideline. Cesar Tino, he drives the ball to the basket. His shot good and he's fouled. Cesar Tino gets the field goal and he is fouled in the play here. It's going to go on Gaffon. Johanna Gaffon picking up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 1 on the Crusaders. And going to the free throw line will be Tino for St. Cecilia. That was his first field goal of the ball game back there. He's a 74% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. It is no good, and the rebound comes down to Gaffon. So Tito, who's been averaging 11 points per ball game this season, got his first field goal here in this one, and it occurs in the third quarter. 6.5 to go, 31-22. St. Cecilia with a 9-point lead. There's a Cornelius with the ball inside to Gaffon. He's double-teamed, comes back out to Cornelius. Moves it down on the baseline on the dribble now. Picked up by Hamburger. Good defense here. Here's a pass in the wind. It's going to go to Gaffon, and now we got a whistle over there. And a foul away from all the action is going to go on Simon Ostrander. Ostrander picks up his first personal foul, first team foul on the Blue Hawks. Central Catholic gets a break here because they were chopped along the baseline. And the foul was called on Ostrander, so they'll play things in. They get it to a Shoemaker, takes the ball to the free throw line, stops there. He'll work against Mike Cannon. Hawks will remain in their man-to-man defense. There's Berrientos. He's double-teamed. A lot of traffic out here at the top of the key. Hits the ball away now. That's a Shoemaker as he backs it back out near the 10-second line. Picked up by Hannon. Now over to a Trevor Cornelius. 5:50 to play in the third quarter. It's 31-22. The Hawks have the advantage. Here's Shoemaker from the top of the key. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Tino. Cesar Tino with a rebound for St. Cecilia down the right sideline, down to Hamburger. He cuts it for the hole. Now stops at the elbow. Puts up a shot. It's an air ball. No good. May have been partially deflected there. Ball is brought down by a Brady Brokaw for a Central Catholic as they run her back the other way. Central Catholic with the ball deep in the corner. And left side, there's Berrientos. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes out of Hamburger. Down the near sideline, they get it to Ostrander. Ostrander dribbles once out here in three-point territory. Out to a Hamburger, down in the corner again. With the ball there is Hannon, directing some traffic over there from the corner. Hannon now puts it on the floor, dribbles to the elbow, jump pass to Ostrander for three. Shot is up there. He hits another one. Simon Ostrander now with 6 points. St. Cecilia hits 6 out of 9 three-pointers in the first half alone. They nail one right there as Ostrander's got two of them now. 34-22. St. Cecilia has opened up their biggest lead of the ball game now at 12 points with 4 minutes and 46 seconds to play. There's a pass in the way. It's going to be intercepted. Trying to get it to Gaffon, and the ball is brought out of there by Cesar Tino. Turnover number 12 now on Central Catholic. Near sideline, that's Ostrander. He drives the ball into the lane. Over to Groffel, deep in the left corner. His shot for three is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Central Catholic. 4.5 to play. 34-22. Central Catholic trailing in the ball game. There's a Trevor Cornelius with the ball. For Grand Island Central Catholic, they get it to a Berrientos. Now over here on the left side to Cornelius. Bounce pass goes inside to Gaffon. Puts a man in the air, shoots and scores. Gaffon scoring there. Johanna Gaffon, he's now got 9 points in the ball game here for Grand Island Central Catholic. And the Crusaders are back within 10 points, 34-24. Here's a Groffel with the ball. Entry pass. They get it to Ostrander. Jump pass out to Hamburger for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball goes up over the glass and out of play. And Central Catholic will play things in. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 3:45 to play in the third quarter, 34-24. St. Cecilia with a lead. Berrientos spins left side of the lane, goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebounded here by Central Catholic, and going up with a shot there was a Brockmeyer, who was knocked out of his hands, and Central Catholic will play things in. So Berrientos will inbound the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. They lob it in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Trying to get the ball there to Shoemaker, and the ball is intercepted there by Cesar Tino. Tino gets the ball in the hands now of Ostrander. He lobs it over here to Tim Skoke. He goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's good. Tim Skoke scoring. He's got 6 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia again leading by 12 points at 36-24. We're down to 3 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in this third quarter. There's a Berrientos. Nearly travels with the ball. Berrientos gets it to Stevenson down in the corner now to Cornelius. His shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. We got a foul on the rebound. Berrientos came up with the ball there on the rebound, but a foul is going to be called. They go on St. Cecilia. Jamison Ash picks up the foul. This could be his first. Team foul number 2 on the Blue Hawks. Central Catholic will play things in here. Trailing by a dozen, 36-24. That's a Brockmeyer with the ball at the free throw line. Trying to drive it there against Skoke and can't do it. Comes out to a Trevor Cornelius over here on the wing to a Brockmeyer. Brockmeyer holds it. Back out between the circles again to Riley Shoemaker. Now to Berrientos for three. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Cesar Tino again. Tino brings it up the right sideline. Cuts for the center of the floor now. Gets it into the hands of Ash. He takes off down the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good. He draws a personal foul. Ash cutter for the hole there. A personal foul is going to be called on Riley Shoemaker. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 2 on Central Catholic. Ash will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. He's not shot a free throw all season long. averaging 1.7 points per ball game. Jamison Ash, his shot is up there, and the shot is going to be short, no good. They'll get one more. Hamburger comes back in. Here comes Hartford back into the ball game now. Ostrander checks out. Cesar Tino comes out. 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 36-24. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Jamison Ash will look to tack on one more point here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and the shot is up there and in. 37-24. Hawks had the advantage with 2:37 to go here in this third quarter. Tyler Barrientos with the ball. Picked up out here by Kevin Ryan of St. Cecilia. Barrientos picks her up. Gets it to a Shoemaker. Now to Barrientos again. Out here to a Phoenix Stevenson. Stevenson puts it on the floor. Dribbles left side of the lane. Bounce pass is going to be knocked out of bounds by Esch. Trying to get it inside again to a Gaffan. And Esch knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Stevenson inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath his own basket here. As he gets it into the corner to Riley Shoemaker. Shoemaker dribbling with the ball, and he's going to be hacked here by Phil Hamburger of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first team foul, number three on the Blue Hawks here in the third. 2 minutes and 14 seconds to play. 37-24. St. Cecilia out on top. And the winner of this ball game will play in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament on Friday night at 7:45 at Lincoln Christian High School. Hank Stevenson inbounding the ball here for Central Catholic. Gets it out here to Shoemaker. Shoemaker out of Barrientos on the wing. There's a pass inside, deflected away from Gaffan. The scramble is on. It comes out here in the three-point territory. Gaffan had it. He lost it. It's picked up by Esch, and then a foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be called here on Central Catholic. It's going to go on Stevenson. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Crusaders. 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. It's 37-24. St. Cecilia has opened up a 13-point lead here. Hawks led at halftime by 9, 29-20 after going on an 11-2 run in that second quarter. Here's Ash. He will inbound the ball to get it to Kevin Ryan. Ryan here in backcourt as he works against Barrientos. Ryan to the far sideline. Finally gets it across the 10-second line. Now they get it to Hamburger. Central Catholic still in a man-to-man defense. Here's Hamburger driving down the right side of the lane, and a palming violation is called on Hamburger. Trying to make something happen there as he was in a little bit of traffic, took it down the right side of the lane. A palming violation is called on Phil Hamburger. Turnover number six on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. 37-24. The Hawks are out on top by 13 points. Here comes Central Catholic back on the dribble. That's at Cornelius with the ball. Moves it over on the wing on the right side. Now to Barrientos. Barrientos looking to dribble. Spins in the lane. Puts up a shot. It's up there. It's around the rim and down. Tyler Barrientos scoring there. That's his third field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points. Hamburger back quickly now to Esch. Brings it back to a Skoke as he drives the shot up there and in. Nice pass. Tim Skoke lays it in for St. Cecilia. Just like that, they get it back. St. Cecilia back out on top by 13 points at 39-26 is the score. There's a Tyler Barrientos with the ball now for Central Catholic. The ball tipped away again. The scramble is on. It goes out of bounds. It's lost touch by Barrientos. A turnover on Central Catholic. That's their 14th of the ball game. 1 minute to play here in this third quarter. And now Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout. Central Catholic wants to talk things over. 1 minute to play in the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 39, Grand Island Central Catholic 26.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. And in the first ball game, it was Hastings St. Cecilia knocking off Lincoln Christian in the girls' contest, the final of 63-31. The Hawks are now 12-4 in the season. Up at Hastings High tonight in girls' high school play, it was Hastings High over Adams Central tonight by a score of 42-34. The boys' game just now getting started up there at Hastings High. We've got only 1 minute to play here in the third quarter. And Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top by a score of 39-26. The Hawks using the 11-2 run at the end of the second quarter to give them a 9-point lead by halftime. And St. Cecilia has now opened up a double-digit lead here in this third quarter. Hawks playing tremendous defense here tonight, and they have hit 7 out of 10 three-pointers. Here's Hamburger with the ball for St. Cecilia. He throws it over here to Tino on the wing. Tino looking, comes out to Skok now, top of the key. Tim Skok brings it to Hamburger, down in the corner to Tino. Cesar Tino dribbling around, takes it to the free throw line, stops right there, out to Hamburger now. Hamburger brings it back to Skok on the wing on the right side. Tim Skok dribbling with the ball as he circles around, down the left side of the wing, now loses control of the ball, and we got a foul called. Personal foul will go here. That's going to go on Johanna Gaffan. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 4 on the Crusaders. Into the ball game now, Riley Shoemaker for Grand Island Central Catholic, and Gaffan is going to come to the bench. 13-point lead for St. Cecilia. It's 39-26. St. Cecilia plays things in. Skok on the baseline. Tim Skok dribbles up to the elbow, left side of the lane, out to Esch. Trying to penetrate, can't do it. Dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Over here to Hamburger now in the deep wing. He drives the ball against Shoemaker, loses control of it, picks it up now. Hamburger throws it out here to Cesar Tino. Tino, nice pass underneath, but it's tipped away, and it's going to be recovered here by Central Catholic. Trying to get the ball to Skok, who was cutting for the hole, and it was tipped away there by GICC. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, coming back the other way. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good. We got a whistle. A foul is going to be called here as Trevor Cornelius came back with the ball there for Central Catholic. Got the shot away, but it was no good, and now we got 1.5 seconds to play. And we're going to have a timeout called here by Central Catholic. Timeout called here for the Crusaders. 1.5 seconds to play in the third. St. Cecilia 39, Central Catholic 26.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Coach Gavers wanted to try to set up one last shot here. 1.5 seconds to play in the third quarter. It is 39-26. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Cornelius will inbound the ball here for Central Catholic to Barrientos. 4-3. His shot is up there. It's short. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books here of our boys' high school game in the Centennial Conference Tournament. The score after three is Hastings St. Cecilia 39, Grand Island Central Catholic 26.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gym. We head to the fourth and final quarter here tonight. St. Cecilia with a lead over Central Catholic by 13, 39-26. Tim Skok has got 8 points for Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. A balanced scoring attack so far for the Blue Hawks as they have built a 13-point lead. They led by 9 points at halftime. St. Cecilia with the opening possession here of this fourth quarter. A pass out on top is deflected away from Tino, but a foul is going to be called here on Barrientos. Tyler Barrientos picks up his first personal foul. Mike Cannon will play things in for St. Cecilia on the far sideline. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Crusaders. Over in the wing is going to be Mike Cannon. And now we got a timeout called here from Kevin Asher. His hammer was kind of trapped over there on the far sideline. So Kevin Asher calls the timeout. 7 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the fourth quarter at St. Cecilia 39, Central Catholic 26.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Safe to say now shooting 15 out of 29 from the field, 52%. Central Catholic 11 out of 27 for 41%. 39 to 26 is our score here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia with the basketball in their offensive zone. That's Kevin Ryan down in the corner of the left side. On the dribble, brings it out here to Ostrander. Now to Cesar. Tino drives it down the lane, and the jump ball is going to be called. As Barrientos ties up Tino as he's cutting the ball toward the rack there. And the alternating possession is going to go to Central Catholic. That's the eighth turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia. 39-26, a 13-point lead here. For St. Cecilia as they come into the forecourt. Now to Tyler Barrientos off of the baseline. His shot from 12 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Tino. Tino hands the ball away to Simon Ostrander. Ostrander down to Kevin Ryan, down the near sideline. Ryan's pass inside to Tino, puts the man in the air, and he's hammered on the play. And it'll be Tino going to the free throw line. The foul's going to go on Barrientos. That's going to be his second personal foul. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Tino. He is 0 of 1 so far tonight from the stripe. 74% from the season. So Cesar Tino will toe the mark here for St. Cecilia. The Hawks out on top by 13. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. This is the biggest lead of the ball game for St. Cecilia. Scope comes back into the ball game. Ostrander comes out now. 39-26. 6:55 to play. The winner in the semifinals on Friday night out of Lincoln Christian High School. Here comes the next shot by Tino. It's up there. It's good. So he hits one out of two from the free throw line. And the St. Cecilia lead is now 40 the 26. Pressure again here in backcourt by Kevin Ryan. Barrientos into the forecourt, pulls up at the elbow, right side. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Scope. Scope gets into the hands now of the Hamburger down the left sideline. Kevin Ryan with the ball. Ryan out here in three-point territory to Hannon, down to Hamburger. Hamburger to Scope, drives it down the right side of the lane. Contact made, foul called. Johanna Gaffon going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be number four on him. So Gaffon picking up his fourth personal foul. Johanna Gaffon is a 6'4" freshman. Big boy, too, but he's playing here at the varsity level for GICC. Tim Skoke to the free throw line. Skoke has got four field goals and 8 points in the ball game. At four in the first half and four so far in the second half. Now he adds his first free throw of the night. Tim Skoke is 61% foul shooter coming in here. And now the Hawks inching away from things here. They lead by 15 points here in the fourth quarter. Skoke's next free throw is up there. That one rattles off. It is no good. The rebound comes down to Central Catholic. So it's 41-26. Biggest lead of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Here's Cornelius with the ball now to Barrientos. Barrientos' pass is going to be deflected out of bounds by Kevin Ryan. A solid hit there by Kevin Ryan as that baby comes to the near sideline out of bounds. Central Catholic will play things in. Phoenix Stevenson will get it into a Riley Shoemaker, picked up out there by Hannon. Another pass to the near sideline, deflected out of bounds again by Skoke. Trying to get it to a Derek Brockmeyer. So it's going to be Shoemaker playing it in this time. He does to Barrientos out near the 10-second line. Barrientos on the dribble now against the Kevin Ryan. Moves it over there on the wing on the right side to Brockmeyer. There's a shot taken off of the baseline. It's going to be no good by Shoemaker, and a foul is going to be called here. So two shots coming up here by Riley Shoemaker. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Kevin Ryan. That's going to be his first personal foul, team foul number five on St. Cecilia. This will be a two-shot opportunity by Riley Shoemaker. He's got 9 points in the ball game, all nine in the first half. His shot is up there, is good. hits his second free throw of the night. That makes the score 41-27. Shoemaker had 9 points in the ball game last night in their win over Council Bluffs St. Albert. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good, so they hit a pair. Central Catholic's tank might be running on fumes here, heading into Omaha last night, playing a ball game back to Grand Island, and now playing back-to-back games here. Hamburger drives for the hole. Shot is up and in. Hamburger just circled around and took the ball right down the floor and scored. He's got 7 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia again leads by 15 points at 43-28. Here's a Barrientos, takes it down on the low block. He forces up a shot. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play here by Skok. Skok picks up the personal foul here for St. Cecilia. Kevin Ryan, they were both there. Kevin Ryan picks up the personal foul. It's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 6 on St. Cecilia. To the free throw line will be Tyler Barrientos. The left-hander puts it up there, and the shot is good. Barrientos now has 7 points in the ball game here for Central Catholic, well below his season average. He had 22 last night against St. Albert. Barrientos will have one more here. 43-29, St. Cecilia with the lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Skok. So Barrientos hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Skok with the rebound. Now St. Cecilia with the ball. They get it to a Hamburger. Hamburger into the forecourt. They flip it away here to Hannon out here in three-point territory to Kevin Ryan. Now to Hannon again. Hannon brings it back to Kevin Ryan. He takes it down on the baseline. Wings a pass down in the corner. Caesar for three. His shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped around. Hamburger grabs it, shoots, and scores. Hamburger on the offensive glass and the putback. Phil has now got 9 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia leading now 45-29. The Hawks out on top now by 16 points in the ball game. There's a Riley Shoemaker with the ball. Shoemaker now to Barrientos. Barrientos penetrating, and we got a foul called. Barrientos is fouled in a play here. Kevin Ryan picks up his third. So Ryan now with 3 fouls in the ball game. That's team foul number 7 on the Blue Hawks. Ryan checks out. Here comes Simon Ostrander back into the ballgame. 45-29, St. Cecilia's got the lead, and now Billy Gavers wants to call a timeout. Central Catholic wants to call a timeout. 5:01 to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 45, Central Catholic 29.
Farm Bureau Financial Services approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, car, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions, all handled by your local Farm Bureau agent. Call Marty DeMuth and Hastings today to see how simple insurance can be. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Thursday night, we'll have Hastings St. Cecilia in Lincoln. As they will play Columbus Scotus 5:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. If the St. Cecilia boys hang on here, we'll be back with the Blue Hawks on Friday night in Lincoln. 7:45 will be the tip-off time. 7:30 will be the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. Tyler Barrientos at the free throw line, and his shot is up there. It's in. He'll have another shot coming up here. He's now got 8 points in the ball game for Central Catholic. 45-30. Here comes the next shot by Barrientos. It is up there. It is good. 45-31 now. 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. As St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Central Catholic will attack all over the place now. Here comes Simon Ostrander. He breaks the press, and now he throws the ball out of bounds. Taking it down in the corner, they threw it way over the head of Mike Hannon out of bounds. Turnover number 9. In the ball game now for St. Cecilia. The Crusaders have 14. The Central Catholic has now got the ball here. 45-31 is the score. A 14-point lead. Driving down the left side of the lane is Cornelius all the way to the baseline. That is Stevenson. Stevenson on the left side of the lane picked up there by Tino. Stevenson trying to get it away. He does. That's Cornelius with the ball. He brings it on the dribble out near the 10-second line again. There's a Barrientos. Barrientos now to a Shoemaker. He drives it left side of the lane. Backs it on out again. Stevenson with it. Now to Barrientos, left side of the lane. And we got a foul called offensively. It's going to be on Derek Brockmeyer of Central Catholic. That's going to be his first. Setting an illegal screen over here on the left side of the lane. His first personal foul. Team foul number 8 on the Crusaders. St. Cecilia will play things in. And immediately a foul is called here in backcourt as Barrientos knocks the ball away from Simon Ostrander. And Barrientos picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 9 on the Crusaders. So Simon Ostrander will go to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. He's knocked down a couple of three-pointers in the ball game so far tonight. First chance at a free throw. He's only 2 out of 6 for the season for 33%. Simon Ostrander toes the mark. Shot is up there. That one just barely draws iron. And the rebound comes down to Central Catholic. Brockmeyer with a rebound. So it's still a 45-31 ball game. As we approach the four-minute mark, here's Shoemaker for three. His shot's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Skoke. Skoke gives it out to Simon Ostrander to Phil Hamburger into the forecourt. Hamburger around the screen from Hannon. Moves it down on the baseline. He drives toward the goal. Goes out to Ostrander now. Sees Tino looking to penetrate. The ball knocked loose. Tino grabs it, and a timeout is called here from Kevin Asher. Cesar Tino grabs the ball as the scramble is on down there. Kevin Asher, wisely enough, calls the timeout to save the possession. 3 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 45, Grand Island Central Catholic 31.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
No midweek game for Hastings College tomorrow night. Broncos will be back in action on Saturday afternoon, 2 and 4 o'clock, up in Orange City, Iowa, against the Northwestern Red Raiders. 45-31 here. We're at the Chapman Gym. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead of a Grand Island Central Catholic. Hamburger comes out here to Skoke at the top of the key. Picked up by Gaffon, who's back into the ball game. Now to Hannon. Back out in 3 points here. Out to the 10-second line as Hamburger goes down. And he is hit on the play, and he comes up. He was hit in kind of an awkward position, and he just comes up again, grabbing that left knee, and I think that's the one that was injured during the football season. Hamburger was kind of chopped down out there near the 10-second line. And he's going to shake things off if he continues to flex that left knee as he goes to the free throw line now. So Hamburger goes to the line here. He's got 9 points in the ball game. The shot is up there, and the shot is good. There's foul in the play there by Central Catholic. Collusion out here near the 10-second line, and Bill kind of goes down in an awkward position there. They bend the knee back there. That was a football injury. Next one is up there. It's going to be up there, no good, and the rebound comes down to Central Catholic. So the score is 46-31. Again, it's a 15-point lead here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Back with the ball is at Cornelius over on the wing on the right side. Nice pass underneath the bucket. His shot is up there. It's good by Cornelius. And we got a foul called here on St. Cecilia's Phil Hamburger. That's going to be his second. So now Trevor Cornelius goes to the free throw line. Cornelius with 4 points in the basketball game. Ostrander checks out. Here comes Cesar Tino back into the ball game. 3:29 to play. Central Catholic is within 13 points now. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It's good by Cornelius. That's his first free throw of the night, and he cans it. 46-34. Here's a steal now by Cornelius, and we've got a kicking violation called on St. Cecilia, and the Crusaders will play things in underneath their own basket. So St. Cecilia turns the ball away for the 10th time here tonight. Central Catholic is within 12 points as they play things in. Barrientos goes for the basket. His shot good off of the inbound. Tyler Barrientos now with 11 points in the ball game, and the Crusaders within 10. 46-36. Pressure again, and now we've got a... Let's see. We've got the Hamburger down on the floor, scrambling for the ball again. Now we got a personal foul called. That's going to go on Barrientos. They were scrapping for that loose ball down there. Coach Asher was just about ready to call the timeout, but the personal foul is called on Barrientos. That's going to be team foul number 10 on the Crusaders. So now we walk to the other end of the floor to shoot two shots here as Hamburger will toe the mark again. Hamburger with 10 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. 1 out of 2 from the line, and his shot is up there. That one is good. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 63% from the line. Phil Hamburger, 59%. 3:13 to play. St. Cecilia now leading by a score of 47-36. As Hamburger will have one more. His shot is up there. That one is good. Hamburger hits a couple of big free throws, and now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. Safe to say he calls a timeout here with 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings, St. Cecilia, 48. Grand Island Central Catholic, 36.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
High 313 to play here at the Chapman Gym. 48-36 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Grand Island Central Catholic in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament here tonight. This is the first of two meetings, possibly three meetings coming up here between these two teams this year. They've got a regular season meeting coming up in about a week or so. Winner of this ball game will move on to play in the semifinals of the conference tournament. That will be on Friday night at 7:45 against either Lincoln Lutheran or Archbishop Bergen. 48-36, St. Cecilia with a 12-point lead. Central Catholic has got the ball. Cornelius has got it now on the wing on the right side. Driving back to the basket is going to be Barrientos. And we got a foul called here. If that's on Barrientos, that's going to be number five, and that's going to be the case. Tyler Barrientos has just fouled out of the ball game on a charge down the lane there. Tyler Barrientos fouls out of the ball game with 3 minutes and 2 seconds to play in this ball game. He will leave with 11 points. So now their number one scorer is out of the ball game with five personal fouls. He had nine in the second half and only two in the first half. So Barrientos fouls out of the ball game now for Grand Island Central Catholic. Michael McGowan comes into the ball game now. Central Catholic not very deep. They have played basically six and seven guys all season long. Now Michael McGowan comes into the ball game. He's a 5'9" sophomore for a Grand Island Central Catholic. So it's a 12-point ball game, 48-36. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawks have the ball. They get it into the forecourt here against the Central Catholic pressure. Mike Hannon has got it. Left side of the lane comes out to Ryan now. Ryan cuts for the hole. Stops there at the free throw line. Tries to hand it away to Mike Hannon. The ball is tipped out of his hands, and the foul is going to be called here on Cornelius. That's the second foul on Cornelius. 10 fouls plus on the Crusaders here in the second half of play. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Mike Hannon. Hannon is one of two from the stripe tonight, 64% for the season. He's got 6 points here in the ball game, and his shot is up there. It is good. That's his first point of the second half. Derek Brockmeyer comes into the ball game now for Central Catholic. Going on is going to be Michael McGowan. So handed back to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Shot is up there and in. 50-36 now. St. Cecilia leading by 14 points. And now they throw the ball away here. Central Catholic comes back the other direction. That is 15 turnovers now, the Crusaders. Biggest lead of the ball game tonight for St. Cecilia has been 16 points at 45-29. Hamburger's pass out to Caesar out in three-point territory, left side, now to Mike Cannon. Cannon brings it back out near the 10-second line. Now to Kevin Ryan. Ryan comes to Tim Scope. Picked up by Gaffon out here beyond the three-point arc. Mike Cannon has got the ball now to Kevin Ryan, to Caesar Tino. St. Cecilia is going to run some time out here now. 2:16 to play. Hamburger hands it away to Mike Hannon. He drives it to the elbow on the right side of the lane, but won't put up a shot. Sends it back down into baseline. That's Tim Skoke with the ball out to Hannon. They're just running some time out here. Playing keep away from the Crusaders with 2 minutes to play here in this one. Central Catholic trailing by 14 points here in the ball game. Caesar Tino with the ball in a deep wing on the right side. Tino dribbles with it now. Caesar gives it to Phil Hamburger. Hamburger holds the ball, now to Tim Skoke. Down a minute and 45 seconds to play. Scope now to a Caesar Tino here on the near side. Crusaders attacking all over the place here, but they can't get the ball. Here's St. Cecilia back down on the baseline. Scope shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is lost out of bounds by Scope. Gaffon got a piece of that one there, then trying to grab the ball was Tim Scope. He lost it out of bounds. Here comes Brockmeyer back into the ball game now. But Gowan checks out. St. Cecilia with a 14-point lead, now with 90 seconds to play. Back with the ball is going to be Cornelius for Central Catholic. That is Stevenson. Now their big shooter is out of the ball game. Somebody's going to have to pull the trigger here. There's an entry pass deflected away from Cornelius. They went looking for the pass down to Stevenson. Stevenson has got it for Central Catholic. Goes over on the right side. That's going to be a Shoemaker with the ball. Shoemaker moves it down in the corner to a Brockmeyer at the Shoemaker for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is down on the baseline. It is loose, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. A minute to play here in this one. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our players in the game from our doubleheader here tonight. We'll have our coach's postgame show. Head coach Kevin Asher will join us after the ball game. St. Cecilia will move on to the semifinals on Friday night against either Lincoln Lutheran or Archbishop Bergen. That ball game going on tonight in Fremont. St. Cecilia will improve to 11-5 of the season after this one tonight. Cesar Tino with the ball for the Hawks into the forecourt. Stomps out here and gives it away to Hamburger. Hamburger again to Kevin Ryan. St. Cecilia again will run some clock here. Simon Ostrander now to Kevin Ryan here on the near side. Kevin dribbling on the ball. Having no intentions to put anything up right now with 40 seconds to play. Ostrander out near the 10-second line. He runs into Hamburger. And Hamburger is going to be fouled into play here. It's going to be on Riley Shoemaker. That's going to be his third. So Hamburger will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. We're down to 33.5 seconds to play. Hamburger has got 12 points in the ball game tonight. Three out of four from the free throw line. He'll have two shots here. Only Crusaders are surrounding the lane right now. Free throw is up there. It is no good. St. Cecilia's got their other four players back here out near the mid-court stripe. Only four players from Central Catholic surround the lane here. 33.5 seconds to play in the ball game. It's 50-36. Van Allen Central Catholic with the lead. Or actually, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Next shot is up there. It is good by Hamburger. Chris Hartford comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Going out will be Hamburger. So it's now 51-36. And the biggest lead of the ball game has been 16. That was back there at 45-26. Here comes Cornelius back with the ball down in the corner. That's Stevenson. His shot for three is going to be no good. Ball slapped around on the baseline. It's picked up here by Joel Groffel. Groffel has got it for St. Cecilia. Now to Ostrander. Simon Ostrander hustles into the forecourt, brings it into the offensive zone. Now to Jamison Esch. Esch picked up over there by Stevenson. Now he's double-teamed. Esch has to get rid of it. Now a foul is going to be called. Esch double-teamed in the play, but a personal foul called here on Phoenix Stevenson. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Esch back to the free throw line. He's one of two so far tonight from the line. That's his only point of the ball game. He'll have a couple of shots here as Central Catholic is over the 10-foul limit. First shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Esch. 7.7 seconds remaining here in the ball game. St. Cecilia out on top of Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 51-36. Esch will have one more. The shot is up there. That one is good. So for the second consecutive time, he hits one out of two from the free throw line. Central Catholic comes back quickly with the ball down the right sideline. That's going to be Cornelius. He drives for the basket. His shot no good. Rebound Esch. That's the ball game. Final score in this one, Hastings St. Cecilia beats Grand Island Central Catholic tonight by 16 points. Final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 52 and Grand Island Central Catholic 36. The Hawks are now 11-5 on the season. Grand Island Central Catholic drops to 7 wins and 10 losses. St. Cecilia moves on to the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. They will play on Friday night at 7:45 down at Lincoln Christian High School against either Lincoln Lutheran or Archbishop Bergen. Those two teams are playing tonight in Fremont. We'll have that game for you as well on Friday night right here on 1230 KHIS. In the final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 52, Grand Island Central Catholic 36. Back with a recap after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finske, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gym, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Grand Island Central Catholic, the score of 52-36. St. Cecilia led 14-9 after the first quarter. We were tied up at 18 points apiece midway through quarter number two. And St. Cecilia goes on a 11-2 run to close out the second quarter. They had the lead at halftime by a score of 29-20. It was 39-26 after three quarters of play. The Hawks open it up to a 16-point lead at 45-29, and they go on to win by 16 tonight. The final score of 52-36. Riley Shoemaker led the way for Central Catholic along with Tyler Barrientos. Each player scoring 11 points. Shoemaker had 9 in the first half, 2 in the second half. Just the opposite for Barrientos. He had 2 in the first half and 9 more in the second half. Other scores for Central Catholic, we had Johanna Gaffan scoring 9 points in the ball game tonight, 4 field goals, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Trevor Cornelius had 5, as he had 2 field goals. He was 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Central Catholic 8 out of 9 for the stripe here tonight. St. Cecilia shot 11 out of 20 from the free throw line. Had a balanced scoring attack. Phil Hamburger had 13 in the ball game tonight. Tim Skoke had 9. Mike Cannon had 8 points. And 6 points for Kevin Ryan. 6 for Simon Ostrander. 3 points for Joel Groffel. 3 points by Cesar Tino. 2 for Jamison Ash. And 2 for Chris Hartford. Again, St. Cecilia wins it tonight by a score of 52-36. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered health care focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks? Oofa. Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food? Oofa. Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports? Oofa. Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gym, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight on the boys' side, 52-36. They also win the girls' game over Lincoln Christian tonight by a score of 63-31. Action here in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. On the girls' side of things, Chanel Farmer led the way tonight. She had 18 points in the ball game. Sarah Gettert had 10 points. And also Olivia Thomas, she scored 8 points all in the first half for St. Cecilia as the Hawks win that ball game 63-31. Candidates on the boys' side of things, Phil Hamburger leading the way, had 13 points. Tim Skoke had 9 points tonight. Kevin Ryan played great defense this evening and also came up with a couple of three-pointers. He had 6 points. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for the Hastings-St. Cecilia girls basketball team is going to be Sarah Gettert. Gettert knocked down 1 3-pointer in the ball game tonight, had a 3 2-point field goals, so she scores 10 points in the ball game, and she also added a free throw. She also pulls down 5 rebounds here tonight. So Sarah Gettert is going to be our player of the game tonight for Hastings-St. Cecilia in their 63-31 win. And for the St. Cecilia boys, the guys who did it with defense here tonight, and one of the mainstays was Kevin Ryan. Ryan knocks down 2 3-pointers when St. Cecilia went on an 11-2 run there in the end of the second quarter. And Ryan played a tremendous defense. He was matched up mostly tonight with Tyler Barrientos, who was limited to just 11 points in the ballgame, including 2 in the first half. So Kevin Ryan is going to be our player of the game tonight for the St. Cecilia boys. Sarah Gettert for the St. Cecilia girls as the Hawkettes and the Blue Hawks sweep the doubleheader here tonight. The Hawkettes over Lincoln Christian. And Hastings St. Cecilia over Grand Island Central Catholic here tonight. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Jim, head coach Kevin Asher will join us here momentarily, being interviewed right now by the newspaper folks down on the floor here at the Chapman Gym as Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight by a score of 52-36. Got the final numbers into the ball game tonight. St. Cecilia ended up shooting 17 out of 33 from the field tonight for 52%. Grand Island Central Catholic was just 14 out of 35 for 40%. St. Cecilia knocked down 7 out of 13 three-pointers for 54%. Grand Island Central Catholic just 2 out of 11 from three-point range for 18%. Rebounds about even. Grand Island Central Catholic had 19. Hastings St. Cecilia had 18. The Crusaders out-rebounding St. Cecilia on the offensive end, a margin of 8-7. Free throws, St. Cecilia 11 out of 20 from the free throw line tonight for 55%. Grand Island Central Catholic hit 6 out of 7 for 86%. Turnovers, St. Cecilia had only 10 tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic had 18. Facing St. Cecilia had 7 steals in the ball game. Grand Island Central Catholic had 3. St. Cecilia had no blocked shots here tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic had one. So St. Cecilia wins it tonight by a score of 52-36. Hawks led 14-9 after the first quarter, 29-20 at halftime, 39-26 after three, and they win it tonight by a score of 52-36. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Voderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.com.
And we're back here at the Chapman Gymnasium. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight 52-36 in the ball game. Kevin Asher joins us. And, Coach, a great performance, I thought, by the guys tonight.
Well, it was an all-around team game, and that's, you know, what you try to get out of your kids this time of the year is everybody contributing in their own way. And, you know, I go down the scorebook here, and it looks like we had about 10 guys score. And anytime you can get that kind of contributions, especially from those guys that you know, they shut down Phil, I thought, and Caesar throughout much of the game. But when you have guys like Tim Skok, Mike Hannon, Kevin Ryan, Joel Groffel hit key shots all throughout that first half, especially to give you some separation. You know, that's what unselfish play is all about. Caesar could have forced a couple things tonight, but they just had him scouted well, and he didn't knock anything down. And you know, Phil is not feeling well, and I knew offensively he was off when he had a couple of those turnovers early. But I thought he did an excellent job on defense. So all around, you're right, very, very well played.
Game was probably won there at the end of the second quarter. You go on an 11-2 run that closed out the second quarter. Talk about the end of the second.
Well, we hit shots, and you know, I looked up and I thought it was just a 1 or 3 point game, and all of a sudden we're up. You know, I think we hit back to back threes in a couple possessions there, and I mean, just give the kids credit for, you know, they put in extra time in shooting, and I didn't think we were a very good shooting basketball team at the beginning of the season, and it's tough to come off the bench in a situation and then, hey, it's my turn. And Kevin Ryan's really put in, had a great week the last week and a half, and for him to knock down a couple shots, and Joel Groffel to hit a shot there in the second quarter gave us that separation.
You guys are 6 out of 9 from three-point territory in the first half alone.
Well, we're not Ravenna by any means, but we're definitely working on it. You know, without the size and the post presence every day, you got to try to create ways for your kids to, you know, feel comfortable. And they feel comfortable shooting that shot, and it's a good shot as long as their feet are set. And I think the pass is coming more from an inside-out angle. So, you know, give the kids credit for putting in extra time and working on it.
Coach, talk about the defense on Tyler Barrientos. He had 2 points in the first half. Came up with a 9 in the second half, but pretty well kept him in a control tonight.
Well, the key there is just to contest. He is a relentless competitor, and he works hard for the basketball. And I knew we'd have to rotate 2 to 3 guys, and you can put Simon, you can put Kevin Ryan or Phil on him, and I thought they all just did a very good job of making things difficult. We know their kids pretty well, and they know ours, you know, just as well. So he was a key, you know, and then I thought, you know, the Cornelius kid, we just had to make sure that we contested every one of his shots, and I thought we did, outside of the fact that we gave up some second-chance points there in the first quarter and the start of the second quarter.
A couple of guys you've been bringing up time and time again is Simon Ostrander and Kevin Ryan. Obviously, they had great nights tonight. Didn't score a whole lot of points between the two, but it's the little things they got done tonight.
Yeah, it is. You know, you watch how hard Kevin and Simon hound the basketball, and Kevin, you know, has to be that thorn in somebody's side, because when he comes in, he's getting tips and touches on the ball, and Simon just plays solid defense, and he's come through, you know, hitting 1 or 2 3-pointers each game, and you know, those guys have worked hard, and you know, we're they're in our rotation regardless of whether they're starting or not, and I think they enjoy the fact that they sub for each other. They play hard for 3 to 4 minutes, and then they get a sub out.
So now you've got a quick turnaround again. You go back at it again Friday night in Lincoln in the semifinals. It's got to feel good to get back to the semifinals against some quality opponents.
Yeah, you get to the Final Four in the conference, and you kind of, you know, just look and you go. I just told the boys, I said, you're in the Final Four in the best, maybe the best conference in the state. I think, the best conference in the state. So, you know, you get to this point of the season, you've done some good things if you're playing, you know, like a good game like we did tonight, and hopefully you carry that momentum right into Friday night.
Okay, we'll see you on Friday.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yep, Kevin Asher, the head man for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Hawks win tonight 52-36 over Grand Island Central Catholic St. Cecilia. Now 11-5 on the season as the Central Catholic drops to 7 wins and 10 losses. Got a score in from Hastings High tonight at halftime. Hastings High out on top of Adams Central. It is 27-14. Hastings High 27, Adams Central 14. That game is just now getting started in the second half, and we've got the play-by-play coverage on the breeze, KOIQ 94.5. The Hastings High girls beat Adams Central tonight by a score of 42-34. So St. Cecilia wins twice here tonight. St. Cecilia girls will play in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament Thursday night at 5:45 against Columbus Scotus down in Lincoln. St. Cecilia boys will play on Friday night at 7:45. Actually, the St. Cecilia girls are going to be playing that first ball game at 6 o'clock on Thursday. Then the St. Cecilia boys will play on Friday night at 7:45 down at Lincoln Christian. We'll have both of those games for you right here on 1230 KHAS. That'll wrap things up for us tonight from the Chapman Gymnasium. For my statistician, Gene Shaw, for the producer and engineer back to the radio station, Don Debron, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Incorporated.